News Nation has obtained staggering numbers on drug seizures at the border, among the most alarming, a more than 1,000% increase in fentanyl confiscation. And what happens when the drugs make their way into the U.S. is even more alarming. Correspondent Robert Sherman is the only cable news network reporter exclusively covering the border full-time, live tonight in Eagle Pass, Texas. So, Robert, how are these drugs actually making their way into the U.S.?
Well, it depends, Nicole. Some go across the Rio Grande River. Some get snuck through ports of entry, like this one that's right behind us. But when these drugs do make their way into the United States, where they end up, it's anybody's guess. Hundreds of thousands cross through southern border ports of entry between Mexico and the U.S. every day. Along with people comes drugs. In the 8 ports of entry in South Texas, extending from Del Rio to Brownsville, Customs and Border Protection seized $786 million worth of illegal narcotics last fiscal year. Fentanyl alone saw a 1,066% increase.
Now, most of the narcotics wants to go to bigger cities, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, or up north.
Chief Deputy Roberto De Leon with the Maverick County Sheriff's Office, just an hour south of Del Rio, says what comes through the border here can end up anywhere in the states. But it's not just South Texas seeing the surge. This week, Border Patrol in El Paso stopped 21 pounds of fentanyl worth $950,000 at the border. Tucson Border Patrol seized 94 pounds worth of meth last week in a single haul.
We arrest somebody with meth maybe 2 or 3 times a day.
That's increasingly becoming the drug of choice in De Leon's region. But sometimes they arrest people more than once. A problem that has intensified is repeat crossers who've been arrested in the U.S., deported, and come back without consequence. De Leon says that Texas DPS and the National Guard have helped, but they need more assistance from the federal government.
I know it's going to be kind of hard to stop it, but to slow down the traffic of immigrants and narcotics.
So Texas DPS told us last year they seized over 200 million fatal doses of fentanyl. That's just what made its way through the border, and that's just what they were able to catch. Nicole?
Yeah, so scary. Robert, excellent reporting.